the immortal words of Dan Bickley via Tori Lavello, let's freaking party.
Yeah, let's freaking party, right?
Let's do it. We continue Newsmakers Week here on this Wednesday. We turn our focus to golf. WM Phoenix Open 2024 Chairman George Thimpson is our guest in studio. George, good to see you in person. We've had you on the phone a lot lately. How are you?
Doing great. Great to see you guys. Yeah.
We were joking off the air, and Bick said, how's the calm after
the storm?
Storm. Mm-hmm. And your response was, no calm. What calm?
Yeah, there is no calm.
Hey, the weather got great, though.
Oh, it did. How about it, right?
Thanks a lot for that, Mother Nature, right? Yeah. What is, you know, with your duties as chairman now in the rear view, what's next for you? What's next for the tournament? And we'll get into the specifics with the changes that are, you know, being teased. But, you know, for you personally, what's this like now?
You know, I think next step is right now it's figuring out and identifying, you know, how can we be even better than the year before. Mm-hmm. And that, nothing's changed there, right? Every single year, you know, we're in our 89th year, coming up on our 90th year. Every single year, we try to improve our tournament and try to make it a better fan experience. And that is our target and our goal, and to continue to grow the community and drive awareness around Phoenix and Scottsdale. So that's really it. It's working with our leadership team to continue to build upon this great event.
Now, we talked about this already, you and I. We've talked about it privately. We've talked about it on this radio show. I really do believe that there was an imperfect or perfect storm that kind of hit the tournament and made things exceedingly difficult. The weather made things exceedingly difficult on golfers who probably had less tolerance for some of the stuff they heard, and we all saw what happened. I also believe there's a lot of grandstanding from people who weren't there and are using it to bash the tournament. How do you guys thread this needle? How do you make changes? Or as some people say, how do you save the tournament without killing the tournament?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think we focus on the positive. I think when you roll forward on this tournament, it's a special tournament. It's a community event that drives a lot of dollars back to charities. It's a volunteer organization that we're really proud of what we built on the shoulders of a lot of people ahead of us. And I think what we try to focus on now is the roll forward. How do we continue to improve the tournament? How do we focus on the great fans that were there? And by the way, the amazing golf. Mm-hmm. You know, Nick Taylor with Charlie, you know, with Hoffman in the playoff, you know, you had Sahith Theegala, you had JT, you had, you know, these big names that were competing all week long, all the way till the end, including Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world. You know, there was great golf going on. And I think we focus on the strengths going forward and how do we continue to build upon this. Now, do we know that our beautiful, huge 190-acre stage became a much smaller stage on Saturday? And did we identify that there's going to be some opportunities there where, yeah, you can't predict the weather and you can't control that, but you control your attitude. And then how do we go forward from there? That's going to be the key focus going forward for our player experience. You know, you guys know we've engaged with them the week afterwards. Mm-hmm. They had great feedback that we're going to take in, and it's all achievable things for us to continue to improve our tournament.
George Thimpson, WM Phoenix Open 2024 chairman, our guest in studio for Newsmakers Week. You kind of hit where I was going in terms of the feedback. The headline was, hey, Saturday didn't go our way. Refunds to a lot of the people that couldn't get in. What kind of feedback did you get from people affected by that?
You know, we have our, you know, checks and balances process. We had to take a couple days to kind of digest what had happened, right? We hadn't had bad weather since 2011, you know, the Frozen Open. We're not built for the rain. And so, again, key learnings for us to be responsive and be, you know, prepared for that going forward. The response has been solid. It's been, hey, you know, there was some issues and I wasn't able to get into the gate, and we want to do right by our fans because it is the People's Open. And that's what we've been doing. We've been, you know, our team at our, you know, Thunderbird office has been grinding on a lot of emails and trying to figure out, you know, who truly wasn't able to get in, and who's just kind of playing the card of let's email these guys. But they're doing
sure
a great,
there's some of those.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and we're chipping away.
All right, I brought this up before, but I continue to see this surface online reports, false reports, at least as far as I've been told, in terms of you guys pricing these ticket prices to exorbitant levels to make it exclusive. Do you want to rebut that? Do you want to comment on these reports that keep popping up?
Dan, I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah. This is all true. $10 million tickets. You know, it's going to be impossible to get in. You know, we're going to just continue. You're just going to swing the pendulum the other way. No, you know, completely false. You know, one thing that we do need to assess, and this is part of taking that time to diagnose and do the postmortem of the event and evaluate it, is just taking a look at that. We have not changed, because we're the People's Open, we have not changed our GA price. It's been $75 for over a decade. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we've kept it that price. But now, you know, the demand is high, you know, and we do need to make some, you know, corrections potentially. But you know, for us to comment on that pricing, everything you've heard so far is false. I've seen upwards of $2,000 for a GA ticket. I can promise you that that's not going to happen. We are still the People's Open, and we are going to, you know, again, make the corrections that we need to. But we're not looking to change the DNA of this tournament completely.
Yeah. And the other thing too is at a time when the PGA Tour is struggling with television ratings for obvious reasons, our tournament is not, and our tournament looks incredible on television. And so that is an entity. I'm curious what you think about that, because I would think that the PGA Tour, why they might share some of these concerns that some people have, that they're looking at your property as a pretty valuable property given the tone of what's going on tour these days.
Yeah, Dan, I love that you say it's our tournament. Because it is. It's our tournament. Yeah. I love that you guys wrap your arms around this thing, because we are the People's Open. It's about this community. And, you know, when you look at the ratings, even though it is in Arizona, you know, this has started here to promote the Valley of the Sun, it's become an international deal, right? And we looked at some of the ratings, and not to compare to other PGA events, but to compare to just other sporting events, on Super Bowl Sunday, we had some very competitive ratings. We were the number, you know, three most watched sporting events on Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. And obviously, you know what number one was. And so we were right up there. And you know, it's a testament to, again, it's just decades of building this thing that if people can't be here, and a lot of people wanted to be here, rain or shine, they're going to watch it on TV. And so we're super proud of that. And again, thank you for calling it our open, because it is. We are the People's Open.
Indeed.
Yeah. When Vic mentioned it looks great on TV, I hearken back to the story he tells about him being a kid in Chicago and watching the Rose Bowl and just dreams of a better place. How many people back east are watching what's happening in Scottsdale, Arizona for 4 days on a golf course? It is a draw.
Yeah. I feel like it was everyone from back east.
Met
a lot of people from the East Coast, met a lot of people who traveled in internationally, met a lot of people from Canada, you know, trying to get out of the cold as well. Met a, you know, big group from Vancouver. And so it has become an international event.
Well, listen, 16, it looks just amazing now. The continued improvements and the television screens, and it just pops. The white sand and the bunkers. But the issue, it seems to me, is just all the energy and all the people gravitate and congregate around 15 through 18, as they should. It's a great closing stretch of golf. And this is not a new issue. How do you spread people out on the course? Is there any solutions to lessening the density, or is that just impossible with how popular 16 has become?
You know, we've got our new tournament chairman stepping in for 2025, Matt Mooney, who is a golfer himself, went to Mississippi State, and he's got some amazing ideas. I do not want to steal his thunder. But as we do this operational analysis and audit, as we look at the tournament, that's part of it, is how do we get more bodies across the 190 acres that we have? Beautiful. It's a beautiful stadium golf course. There's enough grass. There's enough places for people to sit all across. But because we've built that final four holes, and because there's so much activity and action there that can change the scope of the entire tournament, that's where people want to be. Yeah. But we can create that excitement on the other end too. I mean, we tee off on, you know, 10, we tee off on 1. So there's going to be some excitement on that other end. And he's going to have some great ideas to share with you guys later in the year.
Yeah, can't wait to hear those. George, thanks so much
for coming in.
Congratulations on your term as chairman. We appreciate all the time you've given us over these past few weeks.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.